Come now to our studies in the Catechism, and we come today to question 57, which is the fourth commandment. What is the fourth commandment? The fourth commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labour and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now the first thing we notice about the fourth commandment is that it begins a little bit different from the rest. The others are negative. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. But the fourth commandment is positive. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Starts off positive, and then it comes to the negative, in it thou shalt not do any work. So that's the first thing we notice about it. It's positive. Now, another interesting thing about the fourth commandment is that it's not something we would gather from the light of nature or from conscience without the Bible. If you didn't have the Bible, you would never think it your duty to keep the Sabbath day holy. The other commandments, like you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not bear false witness, well, you could know about that from the light of nature and from conscience. There's that general understanding. We can see that these things hurt people and that these things are wrong, but remember the seventh day, the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. You would never work that out, as it were, from first principles, unless you had the Bible. So, special revelation, the Bible, is essential to the fourth command, for the fourth commandment. And yet, the fourth commandment was there from the very beginning. God kept the first Sabbath day. 6 days he took to create the heaven and the earth and all that in them is, and then he rested. So the very first Sabbath was kept by God. And by keeping it, he set a pattern for you and me forevermore. But also, it's interesting to notice that the very first day that our first parents had in this world was a Sabbath. They were created on the sixth day, and the first morning they woke up was a Sabbath, and the first full day that they spent was a day of rest and a day of worship, worshipping God. The Sabbath, so important, the first day in human experience. A day to be spent glorifying and enjoying the Creator. And even in the unfallen state of man, our parents, Adam and Eve, were perfect. They weren't distracted like you and I are. They weren't troubled by envy and lust and idols and pride. No, they had no sin. And yet, they needed a Sabbath. Now, some super spiritual people say, oh, we keep every day as a Sabbath. But what they actually mean is that they keep no day as a Sabbath. God saw it as necessary for mankind to have a Sabbath for his body, for his mind, and for his soul. The body needs a rest from the week of toil. The mind too needs a rest. And the soul needs God. and a day to be devoted to God. But man's greed steals that day from God and wants to spend it in money-making or pleasure-making. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, looking at question 58, because these further questions are explaining the fourth commandment. Question 58 says, what is required in the fourth commandment? The fourth commandment requireth the keeping holy to God such set times as he hath appointed in his word, expressly, one whole day in seven, to be a holy Sabbath to himself. God requires of us to keep holy days. He requires of us to keep such times as he has appointed in his word as holy to him. And what sort of days has he appointed to be kept holy to him? Saints' days? Christmas day? Easter day? No. The Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. No commands about saints' days. No commands about Christmas. No commands about Easter. But the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Gave me quite a thought last Christmas day to drive past B&Q and to see the place shut and to think, wow, it's shut today. And every week it should be shut on a certain day and it's open. But man prefers to keep his own special days and likes to use God's day for commerce and pleasure. What is required in the fourth commandment? The keeping of such times as appointed by God in his word, holy. Now, what does this tell us? It tells us that the Sabbath is a divine institution. It's not man-made, like saints' days or like Christmas Day. It's of divine institution. God made it. Just like God made marriage. At the very beginning, he took Eve and brought her to Adam and married them. Marriage is a divine institution. And so is work a divine institution. Because work is the other side of the Sabbath. 6 days shalt thou labour. And that's important too. Remember, we are to work. Laziness is condemned. Those who will not work, neither should they eat. That's one of the laws of Scripture. If you won't work, you have no right to eat. 6 days shalt thou labour. Work is a divine institution. It was very happy and easy in the Garden of Eden, looking after the garden. And after they were thrown out of Eden, it became much more difficult. Thorns and thistles, sweating in order to earn money and to earn food. But it's still there. A divine institution, work, marriage, and the Sabbath. God gave the Sabbath. And it's one day in seven. Now that's quite a small demand, isn't it? For Almighty God, what does he demand from us? He could have demanded 6 days for his worship and just one day for our work and pleasure. But instead, God is so generous, gives us 6 days for ourselves, our work and our pleasure, and just one day for him. God is so generous. And then we notice that the Sabbath day is to be kept holy. That's the character of it. So what does that mean, keeping a day holy? Well, it means different, doesn't it? Different for God. Special for God. A day set apart for God. That's what it means. Somebody who is holy is a man or a woman set apart and different from others because they are set apart for God. And a day that's holy is a day that belongs to God for God's worship and God's glory. Set apart. And the purpose of the day is to glorify and enjoy God. Well, that's the purpose of our creation. Our whole life is to be spent glorifying and enjoying God. But especially the Sabbath. And especially worshipping God. A day for worshipping Him. Worshipping in public, worshipping Him in private. Now, why are we to remember the Sabbath day? We're to remember it because it was there from the very beginning. The very first full day of man's experience was a Sabbath. Remember it. And we're told to remember it because we're very apt to forget it. And you just look around Glasgow and you see how many people are remembering the Sabbath day. Very, very few. And yet, it's there. And it's one of God's commandments. And it's a commandment by which every man and woman will be judged. The Sabbath day. It's serious. It's important. Remember it. Because people tend to forget it. And even you and I who are Christians forget the Sabbath, don't we? And we can misuse quite a lot of the Sabbath. And misspend the Sabbath. Which none of us keep the Sabbath the way we should. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Through sin, through selfishness, through lust, we steal the day from God. Just one day that God requires, but we steal it for ourselves. Who are to remember the Sabbath day? Well, each one of us as individuals should remember the Sabbath day. Those of us who are parents should remember the Sabbath day in our homes. Those who are bosses should remember it in the workplace. The civil magistrate and the rulers of the country, members of parliament, they should remember the Sabbath day. It is to be a day of rest, and it should be legislated to be so. A day when there's no buying and selling, no trading, no working, no manufacturing, nothing but the works of necessity and mercy. So each one, in our own capacity, individual capacity, have a responsibility. Each one of us as individuals, as leaders of families and households, in the workplace, as bosses, or if we are members of parliament or governors of the nation. What is it to remember the Sabbath day? What are we to remember on that day? What are we to commemorate? Two things. God's works, His work first of creation. 6 days He made everything. Seventh day He rested. And He contemplated the work that He had made, and He saw that it was very good. And so we too are to rest and contemplate and think about this great work of creation. But secondly, there's an even greater work than creation, and that's the work of redemption. And we are to contemplate the saving work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary and His resurrection on the first day of the week. The Christian Sabbath. So we remember the works of creation and redemption. What does the Sabbath signify? It signifies a rest for the soul. A resting of the soul in God. Peace. It's a day of peace, a day of rest, a day of resting in God. What does it pledge? What does it promise? What does it guarantee? What does it typify? It looks forward to the rest that remains for the people of God, the eternal Sabbath. Heaven is one long Sabbath. In this world, we have 6 days and a Sabbath. In heaven, it'll be 7 days Sabbath. It'll be an eternal Sabbath. Some people would hate that, and that's one reason why they won't go to heaven. They'll go somewhere else. But heaven is a Sabbath. There'll be no night there. The day will never end. One everlasting Sabbath day, worshipping, praising, serving, loving, enjoying God. So the Sabbath looks forward to pledges and promises heaven, the rest that remains for the people of God. How are we to remember the Sabbath day? By setting it apart for the service of God. The weekly Sabbath is a great privilege. What a blessing we have. When you think of how things could be different if there was no Sabbath, and if we just had to work all the time and sort of find time in our daily work for our devotions and for our worship and for our reading of the Bible and for our evangelism and so on. How tedious life would be. What a blessing we would be missing out on if we didn't have the Sabbath. It's a privilege and it brings blessing. There are more people converted on the Sabbath day than on any other day of the week. And there are more people blessed in their souls on the Sabbath day than on any other day of the week. There are more people growing in grace, as it were, and making progress in the Christian life on the Sabbath than on other days. What a blessed day it is. What a special day. David Brainerd said, I was born on a Sabbath. I was born again on a Sabbath. And I hope to die on a Sabbath and to go to heaven on the Sabbath. Great David Brainerd, the missionary to the Indians. What a blessing the Sabbath day is, the weekly Sabbath. It's a great privilege. It brings blessing to many. And those who love God, love His day. Do you love the Sabbath day? If you do, there you've got a mark that you love God and that you're a Christian. But if you don't love the Sabbath, then there's a question mark. How can you be a Christian? So we have seen there what is required in the fourth commandment. The fourth commandment requireth the keeping holy to God such set times as He hath appointed in His word, expressly one whole day in seven, to be a holy Sabbath unto Him. Now that brings us on then to question 59. Which day of the seven hath God appointed to be the weekly Sabbath? And the answer is, from the beginning of the world till the resurrection of Christ, God appointed the seventh day of the week to be the weekly Sabbath, and the first day of the week ever since to continue to the end of the world, which is the Christian Sabbath. So which day should we keep as Sabbath? To begin with, it was the seventh day. God created the earth in 6 days, rested on the seventh day. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve kept the seventh day as a Sabbath. The patriarchs, the fathers of Genesis, they kept the Sabbath. Noah, you remember how Noah put out the raven from the ark, and how the raven was flying around eating the carrion. And then 7 days later, notice the breaking of the days into 7 days, He sent out the dove and You remember how the dove came back with an olive leaf in its mouth. And then he waited another 7 days and he let out the dove, and the dove didn't come back. 7 days, wicks. Now, the only reason why we have wicks is because of the Bible. There's no astronomical reason for wicks. A year is the time the earth takes to go round the sun. A day is the time the earth takes to rotate on its axis. A lunar month is the time the moon takes to rotate round the earth. But what's a week? The only thing that makes a week special is God rested on the seventh day. God blessed that seventh day. And God said to mankind, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So, the patriarchs, they kept the Sabbath. Remember Laban saying to Jacob, fulfill the week for Leah, and then you can have Rachel as a wife also. Fulfill her week, the wedding week, the week of celebration for Leah, so that there be no shame for Leah. And then after Leah's 7 days of marriage, then Rachel would be married to Jacob. So Laban had the week in these ancient times. When the children of Israel were going through the wilderness, you remember, even before Sinai, before they reached Sinai, before the law was given, in Exodus chapter 16, the manna came down from heaven, the food, and they were told to keep the Sabbath. They were told that they must, on the sixth day, gather sufficient manna for the seventh. And any other day, if he kept manna till the next day, it would rot and stink and breed worms. And on the Sabbath, sadly, some people went out to gather manna, and there was none. God was angry with them because they weren't keeping the Sabbath. But the Israelites, they could keep the manna from the Friday right through the Saturday. It lasted 2 days, that for the Sabbath. So you see how they kept the Sabbath. They didn't have to labor gathering food on the Sabbath. They gathered enough on the Saturday, on this Friday, to do for the Sabbath as well. So there they had the Sabbath. And then in the Old Testament, well, you get the commandment, Mount Sinai. You get Isaiah. We were reading there, Isaiah 58, call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord and honourable. Enjoy the Sabbath. Call it a delight. Well, that's the way it should be, isn't it? Call the Sabbath a delight. And I will bless you, says God. One of the reasons why they were carried away into captivity was because they had not kept the Sabbath. Call the Sabbath a delight. And Nehemiah, after they returned from the exile, you remember how they were starting to desecrate the Sabbath, and there were people involved in buying and selling on the Sabbath day. Nehemiah tried to stop it, and there were people coming from Tyre and Sidon with fish on the Sabbath. Nehemiah commanded that the gates be shut. And these Gentiles from Tyre came with their fish, and they were sitting outside the gate, and Nehemiah had to threaten them to clear away on the Sabbath day, not to come there with their selling, buying and selling on God's holy day. So the Sabbath was re-established after returning from the exile in Babylon. We come into the New Testament and we see the women. Remember when Jesus died on the cross, the women were the last at the graveside, the last to return home, and they were the first there on the Sabbath morning. wonderful, the love that the women had for Christ and the grace of God in their hearts and lives. But we're also told that they rested on the Sabbath day according to the commandment. They didn't come on the Sabbath to the grave with their spices and their preservative oils and perfumes and so on. They waited till early on the first day of the week. And then they came. So even there they were keeping the Sabbath. But after Christ rose from the dead, a change was made. Jesus rose on the first day of the week. And from then on, we find reference to the Lord's Day. And special things happened on the Lord's Day. That first Lord's Day, Jesus appeared unto the disciples. And a week later, when Thomas was present, he came back on the Lord's Day. And you remember that the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost. And when it's calculated, people tell us the day of Pentecost was the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. And then as you go on through Acts 20 and verse 7, we find the Christians gathered for worship and Paul preaching on the first day of the week. And then you come to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and Paul there says that the church should gather and lay by as the Lord has prospered them on the first day of the week for the relief of the poor Christians in Jerusalem. So they were to take a collection on the Lord's Day, collection for the poor. And then you come to Revelation chapter 1 and you find John on the island of Patmos and he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day, the first day of the week. You see, up till the death of Christ on the cross, the greatest work that had been done in the history of mankind was creation. And so it was celebrated by the seventh day Sabbath. But once Jesus died on the cross and rose again, there was an even greater work to celebrate. The work of redemption, far more costly to God. The work of creation was performed by a word. The work of redemption required God to become man and to suffer and to die on the cross, a far greater work. And then he rose again. And so we celebrate the Lord's Day on first day of the week. God's day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I think we'll have to leave it there tonight. We'll come back, God willing, to the Sabbath next Tuesday evening.